Seems, this one looks pretty good, too. Nice trees around, fireproof buildings. Of course, I don't want them to be snobbish or anything, though. Maybe I better send them to Princeton instead.
Hiya, George.
Oh, hello.
Hey, what do you got there? Seed catalogs? It's a little late to plant gardens for this
time. Oh, no. Hi, fellas.
Hi, George. How are you?
No, Larry. Just some college catalogs I sent for. You know, father has to be sure his son gets the right kind of an education
Great
to fit him for...
God, George. Your boy is only a few days old. You've got plenty of time to select a college for him.
Oh, well, I don't like to leave things go to the last minute, you know.
Well, right now, I think you better tell anyone who may be interested that this is Gold Coast Rhythm, partly transcribed.
For example, is it best to send a boy to a big college or a small college?
Well, that has been a controversial question since the first colleges were established, George. It seems to be a question for the individual to decide.
Now, what would a 12-day-old baby know about selecting a college for himself or
his? That's just the point, George. You should wait until he is old enough to select a college.
Smart as the little guy is, he never heard of Yale or Princeton or Harvard or Knox. After all, he doesn't even know that the...
Remember, soaping doll's hair. Halo glorifies it. So...
Halo, everybody, halo. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So halo, everybody, halo.
Yes, there's your cue to lovely, naturally lustrous hair. For soaping your hair with even finest liquid or cream shampoos hides its natural luster with dulling soap film. But Halo shampoo is not a soap, not a cream. Made with a new patented ingredient, Halo glorifies your hair with your very first shampoo. Even in hardest water, Halo gives oceans of fragrant, soft water lather. Rinses away quickly, needs no after rinse. Halo removes embarrassing dandruff from both hair and scalp. Leaves hair soft, shining, easy to manage. Ideal for children's hair, too. Ask for Halo at any drug or cosmetic counter.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
Well, I think it's admirable for you to be so concerned about your boy's future education, George, but I still think you're rushing things just a little.
Listen, if college is so important to a man today, what's it going to be by the time my little Willie is a college age? By that time, a guy will probably have to show a college diploma to get a job carrying a sandwich sign.
Is that what your boy's going to do, go to college for, George? To learn how to carry a sandwich sign?
Well, not unless it pays better than it does now, he won't. Oh, confidentially, I think that boy of mine is a natural to be an electrical engineer.
Oh, now, George, really?
Yeah, no kidding, Larry. I was sitting in the chair holding him in my arms last night. You know what the little guy did? Tried to stick his big toe in the wall socket. Oh, I'm not kidding. You got to watch little signs like that. They indicate just how the kid is bent vocationally.
Okay, if you say so, George.
No. Now, you can see why I don't think it's too early to start thinking about what college I want to send him to.
Say, speaking of colleges reminds me. How in thunder did Mary Frankwell happen to lose that 15-mile race last week?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's right, George. Remember, you ran out to take Lily to the hospital in the very middle of the show. That Cad Cadwell crossed the finish line and instead of Mary Frankwell, and we never did find out what actually happened.
Oh, that.
Listen, do you realize you're wrecking my home? Why, my two boys won't let me in the house since Cadwell beat Mary Frankwell.
Oh, what's so important about who wins the
Important? Why, when the greatest athlete of all time who never lost a race once in his life gets beaten by a tramp like Cadwell, the all-time campus...
Bum, 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 bum.
You say, Jack, bum, bum, the foaming cleanser. Floats the dirt right down the drain.
Bum, 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 bum.
You stop paying the elbow tax when you start cleaning with Ajax. So use Ajax,
bum, bum,
the foaming cleanser.
Bum, 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 bum.
Floats the dirt right down the drain.
Stop paying the elbow tax. Start cleaning with Ajax, Colgate's new scouring cleanser that foams as it cleans, polishes with half the effort. Watch Ajax foam into fragrant active suds as it cleans your sink and bathtub up to 50% faster. Use Ajax on pots and pans because no other leading cleanser cuts grease so fast, shines things so bright with so little effort. Thanks to foaming action, Ajax leaves no gritty cleanser scum.
So use Ajax,
bum, bum,
the foaming cleanser.
Bumps
the dirt right down the drain.
Bum, 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 bum.
Come on now, Watso. Give. How come Mary Frankwell lost that race?
Oh, don't be so childish
about
it.
Now, George, everybody who listens to this show is up in arms about the thing. Here is Mary Frankwell, an American tradition, an athlete who's so superior he has never once lost an athletic contest of any kind in his whole life, suddenly suffering an ignominious defeat at the hands of the campus cad, Cadwell Alexis.
Oh, well, everybody's got to lose sometimes. My goodness.
Oh, but not Mary Frankwell, George. He always wins. And then to have him beaten by Cadwell, a man who smokes cigarettes.
Yeah, you can't tell me good old Mary wasn't beaten fair and square. There's some monkey business in the woodpile somewhere.
Oh, all right, all right. Let's have a college song to change the scene. We'll follow this thing through.
Girl of my dreams, I love you.
And now, in an attempt to unravel the mystery of how Cadwell managed to finish the foot race ahead of Frankwell, we join the great Mary Frankwell and his loyal supporters at the finish line, just after Frankwell has stumbled across and been informed that he did not win, as he had thought, but had finished second in a two-man race. You will remember Coach Bascom had said,
Frankwell, I am as surprised at seeing you finished after Cadwell as you are.
Oh, but Coach Bascom, sir, I give you my word, Cadwell never once passed me. I was ahead all the time.
Nevertheless, Cadwell finished first. Do you wish to protest the race to see what may investigate this peculiar circumstance?
Coach, you know very well I cannot protest by losing this race. I am too good a sport to do that.
Good boy.
But my best chum, Bert Fatleg, will file a protest for me. Won't you, Bert?
You bet I will, Mary. There's some monkey business going on here, and I aim to find out what it is.
Hooray!
Where is this cad Cadwell who presumes to have beaten me in this race? I am suspicious of victors who disappear so quickly. It suggests a reluctance to answer questions. I always stay around a couple of hours having my pictures taken for the newspapers and signing autographs and shaking hands with my young admirers.
Right after Cadwell finished the race, he had his picture taken by a paid photographer. And then he disappeared, Mary.
Ingrid, my campus sweetheart, you still believe in me, don't you?
You know I do, my hero. I have as much faith in you as my nylons have in...
Super sad, super sad, lots of suds on super sad. Rich and thick and lasting too, they're the suds of super do.
Women who cook and sew and wash know best what a soap should do. And the thing about soap that really counts, the thing that I want, and so do you,
is suds.
You bet your boots it's suds we want, and it's suds we get with Super Suds. Lastin' rich and spunky suds that really get dirt out of dirtiest suds.
Yes, suds.
Yes, suds and suds and suds and suds. That's why I love that Super Suds. No wonder dirty wash gets whiter, cleaner too, and colors brighter.
With Super Suds.
Super suds, super suds, lots of suds and super suds. Rich and thick and lasting too, they're the suds
and
super do.
Look, fellows, it's the Dean.
Hooray!
I came as soon as I could, Frankwell. I just heard the astounding news. I refuse to believe that Cadwell bested you in the race. I propose to head an investigating committee to take immediate action.
Hooray!
Thank you, sir. I assure you, I was in splendid condition and couldn't possibly have lost the race by fair means.
I understand, but you're too good a sport to say so.
Yes, sir.
Stout fellow. Now, let's get in my car and we'll retrace the entire course to look for clues. All aboard.
Mary says that Cadwell never passed him, sir. I just don't see how it happened.
As you can see, sir, the race course is up one side of the railroad tracks and through the only underpass and back along the other side of the tracks.
Yes, I know, and the tracks are set high up off the ground. No human being, with the possible exception of Frankwell, of course, could possibly climb up that steep bank of cinders and over the tracks for a shortcut.
We're all positive that would be impossible, sir, and there are no other shortcuts along the way. I am baffled, sir.
I thought you were Bascom. Oh, yes, I see what you mean. Look, I notice along the path of the race here only one set of footprints.
Those prints are mine, sir.
But where are Cadwell's prints, then?
I was informed that Cadwell hooked his thumb through a belt loop in my track pants and dragged his feet for the first few miles, sir.
You say you were informed? Didn't you notice that extra weight, Frankwell?
I am in first-class condition, sir.
Frankwell is used to overcoming obstacles that beset his path, sir.
Dean Dayton, sir, stop the car quickly.
Oh, what's the trouble, young man? I had hoped we wouldn't have to stop.
No, sir. Look ahead, where that lantern is.
Quietly now, men, and sir, follow me. This may be exactly what I suspected.
There's a lone figure beside the steep bank.
It looks like...
You're right, sir. It is Cadwell Alexis with a shovel in his hand.
It's all yours, Mary, old chum. Let him have it.
Well, Cadwell?
Hello, Frankwell.
Well, Cadwell, caught red-handed, eh?
These are just red gloves. I did not want to get blisters on my hands.
Cadwell, what are you doing with that shovel?
What shovel is that, Coach?
The shovel you have in your hand, Cadwell.
Oh, that one. Why, I have never seen it before in my life.
Everything is quite clear to me now, Coach and Dean, sir.
Well, I wish you'd explain it to me, Frankwell.
Gladly, sir, gladly. Cadwell knew that he could never defeat me fairly and squarely in this race.
Go on. My old man can buy and sell your old man 7 days every week and twice on Sunday.
Cadwell, your father's money cannot buy physical fitness and the spirit of fair play.
Hooray!
Oh, shut up. We'll hold a parade for Mary later, fellows.
Yes, let's clear this race up first. Continue, Frankwell.
Yes, sir. When the race started, Cadwell hooked his thumb into my belt loop and dragged his feet in an effort to tire me so that he could outrun me. But due to my extremely perfect physical condition, I did not tire.
Continue, Frankwell.
When, after hanging onto my pants for 5 miles, Cadwell found I was not tiring, he let go. And while I continued on the prescribed course of the race, he proceeded to dig his way under the railroad tracks.
What? So that's how Cadwell got to the other side of the tracks and finished ahead of you, Frankwell.
I leave it up to the committee. The evidence seems pretty conclusive now that Cadwell has snuck back to fill in the tunnel he dug.
Well, Cadwell, what have you to say?
What can I say? Except I'm sure Wonder Bread helps build strong bodies 8 ways.
Most everybody knows that, but what you may not know is that penny for penny, Wonder Bread gives your child 46%. More protein than the average of meat, milk, fish, and eggs. And that is important, because without protein, no child can grow. As an energy food, Wonder Bread is likewise a very smart buy. Because penny for penny, Wonder Bread gives your child more energy than potatoes. Remember, penny for penny, Wonder Bread gives you 46% more protein and more energy, too. So serve Wonder Bread in a well-balanced diet. 8 ounces a day cost less than a dime. Remember, Wonder Bread helps build strong bodies 8 ways. And remember also, you can well afford to buy Wonder Bread for your child. Wonder Bread is doubly fresh. Fresh when you buy it, fresh when you eat it. Because it's slow baked for lasting freshness. So get Wonder Bread fresh from your grocer today. You'll be glad you did.
Is that your only defense, Cadwell? Are we to assume that you don't deny Frankwell's allegations that you defeated him by fraud?
He can't prove nothing on me, Coach. Where would I get a shovel so quick to dig a tunnel if I didn't even know where I was going to dig it?
Yes, that's right. Well, Mary?
I anticipated that defense, sir. Cadwell, take off those gloves. Take them off, I say.
Okay, but what's that going to prove?
There, you see, Coach and Dean, sir, under Cadwell's fingernails. Cinders.
By Jove, Mary, you're right.
So anxious to defeat me in my last race for dear old yearning for you, Cadwell Alexis dug through this 90-foot cinder bank with his bare hands.
Okay, I had to do it. I promised myself I would see Frankwell lose at least one event before he left college. This was my last chance. And if I could have filled in this hole a little faster, I would have got away with it, too. Well, Frankwell, I suppose now you'll have me kicked out of college and barred from athletics for life.
No, Cadwell.
Huh?
I bear you no ill will. I shall not press charges. Here, I offer you my hand. Cob and hog today. Well, now I hope everybody's satisfied to learn that Mary Frankwell didn't really lose that race to Cadwell. His unbeaten record remains intact. Gold Coast Rhythm was partly transcribed. The script was written by Mort Hall, produced by Bev Dean, with Larry Alexander as Cadwell, the campus cat. Until this afternoon at 4:45 and tomorrow morning at 8:15, this is George Watson saying so long from the WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.